Here we are. The thought for today. A life filled is known in my quiet moments. A life fulfilled is known in my quiet moments. A life fulfilled is known in my quiet moments. I know the good that I have done. I know the beautiful that I have served. I know the truth that I have spoken. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. A life fulfilled is known in my quiet moments. I know the good I've done. I know the beautiful I've served. And I know the truth I have spoken. How many of us can say those things about ourselves? That we know when we have done something pretty good. That we know we have done good, and that we have done the beautiful and the truth. How many of us can know about that? Not very many. Because we wouldn't know the truth if we saw it. We wouldn't know the beautiful if we saw it. We wouldn't know any of these things, the wonderful. And whatever, we wouldn't know it. We just wouldn't. And why wouldn't we know it? Because we live in a world in which everything is beautiful. Everything is good. Everything is well spoken of. Now, you say, well, that's an easy statement to make. Is that really true? And the answer is, yes, it's really true. Because do you think a little boy going about his activities of the day, 2-3 years old, you know, that he thinks that there's judgment, that he thinks that he has to judge between good and bad, that he has to judge between the beautiful and the unbeautiful, that he has to judge between truth and non-truth? He just says right what comes out of his heart, out of his mind. He just looks at something and says, good, oh, isn't that a nice tree, you know. And he doesn't know any dumb trees, you know. We do. He doesn't know any unbeautiful flowers. We do. He doesn't know anything that is not truth, but we do. Because what he sees is the truth. What he knows is the truth. He lives in that consciousness. Now, maybe we should reverse time and go back to when we were 2 and 3 years old and living in perfect beauty, in perfect goodness, and in perfect truth. Wouldn't that be something? Well, we can, and we do that, whenever we are happy. A mother just received a report from school that her child's report card was the best that it's ever been. It is a tippy-top report card. It was up among the top 2 of the class. And that's pretty good. And so the boy comes home, and he tracks in his muddy feet from the living room to the kitchen. He drops his rainy, wet coat on the living room couch as he goes by. He lets the umbrella flop on the floor. He takes his school books and throws them into the bathroom. And he comes into the kitchen and says, hi, Mom. What's there to eat? And Mom doesn't even see that nonsense that he did. She says, Ralph, you were 2nd highest in the class. Yeah. Ralph, that's very good. Yeah. Well, how did you do it? I don't know. Well, Ralph, it's wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Let me give you a hug. You know. And give her a big hug and a big smooch. And Ralph says, She did not even notice the mud tracked in on the floor. And she did not even notice his wet coat lying on the couch and the umbrella thrown here and the school books in the bathroom. She didn't even notice those things. She didn't even notice those things. And there was no good or bad or beautiful or not beautiful about it. She had one thought in her mind. Her son got the 2nd highest grade in the class. Wow, her son.
My son.
Come from good stock, you know. A good mom and a good daddy, you know. Come from good stock, you know. And that's our boy. That's our boy. And then the other kids come home from school. And they do the same thing. And they get the riot act. Hang up your clothes. Don't come in the house with muddy feet like that. Not, you know, she's just after them totally. Because when they come in the house, they're not preceded by good news, by something that puts the mother in a very interesting frame of mind. Now, why did the mother forget the son, forgive the son, forget the son, had done any dumb stuff? Why did she forget them? Because she was so happy. Now, let that be a lesson to you. Before you come home, make sure that you send a note ahead telling how well you did in school that day so your mommy can have cake and milk on the table for you when you come in. Oh, I want soda water. I want orange. I want a Coke. I want this. Now, I think that's the most unhappy thing a parent could ever do to their child, give them that sort of trash. Give them milk. Give them cake if you must. Give them something beautiful that's going to be beneficial to them. Why do children do dumb things? Because we do dumb things when in our relationship with children. Children see us as beautiful, and they see us as good, and they see us as truthful, except whenever a child can con you as a parent. You know what con you means? Whenever a child can con you, they have no respect for you. If they can get away with something, they have no respect for you. They want to be not punished, but reminded of the rules. They want to be reminded of what is acceptable conduct and what is not acceptable conduct. And if we don't stand up behind the house rules, so to speak, if we don't stand up behind what we have established as the right thing to do, we have no respect from our children. We have no respect from our children. Now, how have you been with your parents? Oh, I respected my parents. My parents were so wonderful. I respected them totally. Garbage. Garbage. Every one of us have had our parents do silly things, and we didn't respect them for it. When we got away with murder, we didn't respect our parents. When we came in the house and somebody else went before us and got the spanking, and we didn't get a spanking, and we were the ones who really did it, we don't respect them. Because their judgment was wrong. They should have got us and not the other guy. But we're not going to go for an extra licking, you know. I mean, no sense doing that. But respect and honor are things that come in a very wonderful way. And we say here, a life fulfilled is known in my quiet moments, in my moments where I know the good that I have done. Now, what good have you done any time in your life? What good have you done? Now, what would you classify as good? Would you say good was you did what you were supposed to do, what your responsibility was? Do you call that good? Or would you call good going beyond what you were supposed to do and doing something even more? Like Sylvia was saying when she was visiting Ophelia, Olivia.
No, Olivia.
You can help me, you know.
Yeah.
When she was visiting Olivia, that her son, Willie, was in the living room cleaning up the house while everybody else was out in the kitchen. And he didn't even think of coming into the kitchen because he had a job to do. And when he finished the job, then he came around. Now, this is a time when I know the good that I have done, you know. Now, he's not going to say, I stayed in the living room and did my job while everybody else was out in the kitchen. That's not it. He just says, that's a nice feeling. I didn't even feel I had to go in the kitchen just because everybody else was there. I didn't feel I had to do it, you know? And that's the good feeling. You didn't feel you had to do something just because everybody else was doing it. And this is a wonder for all of us. When we can put causes in motion and have beautiful experiences in our life, then we are the creators of some very wonderful and some very good things. I know the beautiful, and because I know it, I know it because I served it. I served the beautiful. Did you give a compliment? Did you give a comment to another person that made them happy, that made them smile, even though it might have been on the edge of flattery? Did you do that? Are you more interested in telling a person that they look great than in saying, you fat old pig, you skinny warthog, you know? What are you going to do? Those kind of remarks are not really pleasant. I was in the chiropractor's office the other day, and I had to wait for a moment. And so this tall drink of water came in. He was just a beanpole, maybe about 6'8", real tall. And he looked very emaciated, you know. But he was just full of vim and vigor, and he just ran in there, and he had to get a correction on his back because he was lifting things he shouldn't have. And so the doctor was, you know, cranking him out and putting him straight. But I looked up like this to the ceiling for his head. And what would be a nice thing to say to a person like that? How's the weather up there? See, that's naughty talk. What you say is, my, you look great. You know, you have sparkle and magic, and you just have all the energy in the world. You look just great. Now, is that bad or wrong? You think he'd enjoy that more than, how's the weather up there? You know? You think he'd enjoy that more than next time you come down, be careful, don't come down too fast, you get the bends, you know.
I didn't know that.
You don't know the bends?
No.
The bends are when you're coming out of the ocean, and if you come up too fast, your body doesn't adjust to the change in pressure, and then you get bubbles of air in your veins. And it is very painful and can kill you.
Yeah.
That's why if a person can right up like that, like a bubble ball from the bottom, and it's not put in a pressure chamber immediately, they can die.
Mm.
They get the bends, which are very, very uncomfortable. But regardless, you get the bends if you come down too fast. Now you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My goodness, you got to explain the joke and explain the history behind it before you can tell it. But that's the fun of it. Now, can you see something beautiful in the people around you?
Of course.
Of course. It's not a matter of course. It's a name one.
You mean a tall person? Are we talking of a tall person?
We are talking about seeing the beautiful in something around you. Now, have you ever seen the beautiful in something around you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, let's have a sentence there. When, where, why, and how, who, and what was it?
I see the beauty in Sylvia when she came back from Switzerland, and now that she's sitting here. She's relaxed, she's peaceful, she's smiling, she's telling us about her trip in a very
wonderful,
exciting way. And I'm just with her. Traveling.
In a very wonderful way.
Yeah, wonderful way.
In a very wonderful way.
In a very wonderful way.
Use the word that we're discussing in your description, and then you do a good job. Now, was that wonderful? Yes, that
was wonderful.
You know, Douglas, hen's teeth, hens don't have any teeth. But pulling hen's teeth is easier than getting something out of these guys. I tell you.
Oh, poor.
And Ingeborg, too, my goodness. one answer responses. Ingeborg, when have you spoken the truth?
Always.
Oh, but I don't want that. I spoke the truth when I told you that Ellen had come home. Right?
Yes.
Yes, I hadn't thought of that one. I spoke the truth when I said I was going to feed the dogs something and I shouldn't have. Did you, were you going to feed the dogs?
Yes.
Did Ellen remind you not to? Yes.
Yes.
And when she reminded you not to, did you remember not to then?
Yes.
And did you speak the truth?
Yes.
Yeah. More hen's teeth. I mean, be a little creative with me here, a little imaginative. I mean, I think I've worked myself to a dither here. A life fulfilled is known in my quiet moments. Well, I'll tell you. In my quiet moments, and I have many of them, one of them might be as I'm sitting up on the bench that Gregor had made there, the meditation bench, and I look out across the valleys and the mountains and so forth, and I don't see anything. I think to myself, you know, no lights, no nothing. Just the breaking of the morning light over the hillside. And I think, how wonderful. How wonderful. How peaceful. A life fulfilled is known in my quiet moments. How peaceful. And what thoughts go through my head? None. No thoughts. You can read my list. No thoughts go through my head. I'm just sitting there in this relaxed, thoughtless condition without thought, and I am happy and peaceful, and everything is just beautiful. What are we doing here? 17 minutes. Okay, I think that we better call this to a halt because I'm having a good time.
Well,
yeah. So.
Me too.
Yeah, you too. And Douglas, are you having a good time?
Great.
Douglas, is your life fulfilled as you know it in your quiet moments?
Yes.
Good. If his life is fulfilled as he knows it in his quiet moments, he's got it made. So you all have yourself a lovely day.
Thank you.
Do beautiful things. I'm packing this afternoon for my trip to Europe and Africa and London and so forth. And so we will see you when we come back in 5 weeks. But we still have this evening's program to present to you.
And so, there will be programs presented still.
And Sylvia will be bringing up programs from our archives and for your continued enjoyment. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.